Yes, the polio epidemic was over by about the late 50s or so, and then so I just left that. That was partly rehabilitation, and it was picking up the loose ends, so I went to work in Baylor full-time at that time, and was a professor of physiology. I also had a professorship in the dental college. I taught physiology in the dental college, which was next door, and physiology in the vet school, which was 90 miles away, Texas A&M Vet School.
Uh-huh.
And that was a lot of fun. We'd go for 2 days a week and teach, and in one semester.
Uh-huh.
So I taught physiology and taught graduate students graduate physiology, and had several research projects and graduate students doing research. I had a fur-lined rut down there. It was just great. and then Hoff was going to retire, and I was the heir for the headship of the department, and the college was more interested in teaching medical students than they were in research, because they got more and more money. The class went from 80 students and medical students when I was there to 220 when I left in 74. Mm-hmm. So they decided to become a medical school to teach practitioners.
Uh-huh.
And I was more in the research area, and I did, the writing was on the wall. And when Purdue started to knock on my door in 72, I got listening. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, how serious are you?" "Well, we'll show you." I said, I've got a wife, I've got two assistants who have wives, they're all professional people. One is a physician, Packer, and his wife is a PhD biochemist. My other associate, Borland, he's a PhD in physiology with a double E degree. He has a wife who's a pediatric cardiologist. We got to relocate all these people. And they said, "Well, we'll help you." And we kept putting up obstacles in front of us, and one day, we were up here, Thacker and Warren and I. And Thacker says, "They're going to remove every obstacle. We got to make a decision." So we made a decision to come in 74, and we all came. Except my wife, she stayed a year down there to continue her teaching obligation in Texas Women's University and Baylor Medical School. She was teaching in both places, and she came up here in 75.
Mm.
And became head of the School of Nursing, I guess, in about 80 or something like that.